You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now, let's hear the second installment in our series of stories from the My Life, My Stories project. It's a local nonprofit working to gather wide-reaching oral histories of San Francisco seniors with a larger mission of engaging elders in general. Today, we're bringing you the story of Jose, a senior who fled San Salvador for the U.S. during the Salvadoran Civil War. Though Jose has been granted citizenship since his border crossing, My Life, My Stories founder Brittany Baer has asked we not use his last name because of the contentious current political climate around immigration.
I'm from El Salvador, from San Salvador. When I was still living over there, I was working in my last job in a company, Monsanto. And they took care of business about the agricultural system over there. It was a good job and everything, but then the problems with the government and the guerrilla begins. I remember one night I told the mother of my kids, bring the kids down, and we sleep in the floor. It was too much to bear. So, during too many problems over there, the company closed down business. I knew that it's gonna be impossible to find a job. Everybody begin to come over here. Everybody. My two babies were just little ones. I remember Carlos Eduardo was only 6 months. And Roxana, I guess she already have like 2 years. They got sick. The mother of my kids told me, Araceli, Jose, we have to go to the hospital. I worry about my girl. So we went. That night, we find a lot of people over there dressing up from the guerrillas. And they told us, you know, go back. Whatever you do, do it tomorrow. So after I see that, and Monsanto leaves without a job, I talked to her and said, listen, I'm going to the U.S. I'm going to try to go over there. And then I came like everybody else was coming in those days. I just grabbed some money and I pay a pollero, the one who crossed with the border. And the guy was so afraid to come to cross the border with us that he leave us in Mexico in one of those hotels at the border. The place where we were, it wasn't a big river, it was a little creek. You know, kids were playing over there. And then I saw people crossing, and they called me, come, and I followed them. And we crossed the river. People were watching us, saying, yeah, go, yeah. At the other side, I managed to find some people, and he said, I got connections, you know, I can get you over there to Los Angeles. Oh, good. We reached Los Angeles about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I remember they just opened the door for the car and they say, okay, you are in the U.S., good luck. And I found a lot of friends over there because like I learned since the beginning of the years that somebody is renting a big apartment, 2 rooms apartment, but they live like tacos. When you open the door, you have to crawl because there's one sleeping here, or you're here, you know, a lot of people. I don't want to be over there in Los Angeles. I said, no, I want to go to San Francisco. And then they say, okay, listen, we have plans for my mother. She wants us to take her to San Francisco. And you go to San Francisco. So you go with us and you stay over there. Oh, perfect. Yes. And that's the way I came to, went to Los Angeles and from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
After Jose reached San Francisco, he found work at a Pioneer Chicken in the Mission. He eventually became a manager of multiple stores. That story was part of the project My Life, My Stories, edited by KALW's Mary Franklin Harvin. We're hearing pieces from the project all week here on Cross Currents, and there's a free live event with My Life, My Stories this Sunday, November 11th at 7 o'clock. Seniors will share their memories of what brought them to San Francisco. That's at Adobe Books in the Mission. You can hear all the stories in that series on our website, or better yet, subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast. You can do that at kalw.org.